America's Catholic bishops voted today overwhelmingly approving new rules to handle the sexual abuse of minors. The vote was no surprise. The new rules or norms were crafted at the Vatican, and they're expected to receive quick approval from the Pope. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has the story.
As the long-awaited debate began this morning, Francis Cardinal George encouraged the bishops to remember the victims and the scandal that brought them to this place.
We find ourselves humbled as bishops and as servants of the Lord, but humiliation can be a step on the path of purification, and this path of purification is always the path to holiness.
The earthly path to reform, however, is far more detailed. The rules the bishops approved boil down to this. If a priest is accused of abusing a minor, the bishop reports it to the civil prosecutor if state law requires it. With the help of a review board made up of lay Catholics, the bishop investigates and can remove the accused priest from ministry. Next, Rome decides whether there's enough evidence for a trial, and finally, a tribunal made up of clergy hears the case in secret. The tribunal decides whether the priest should be removed permanently. A handful of bishops raised concerns during the debate, but more typical was this endorsement by Bishop Sean O'Malley of Fall River, Massachusetts.
The work of the Mixed Commission has set the stage to be able to assure our priests who are waiting anxiously, our people, and the American public that we indeed have a national policy that removes all priests, bishops, and deacons who have ever abused a child.
No matter how many times they repeat that mantra, the simple fact is that the document, the written policy that comes out of this meeting, is substantially weaker than the written policy they came out with in Dallas.
David Clossy is the national director of SNAP, a victims organization. For example, he says the new rules reduce the role of the lay review board. Now it can make only secret recommendations to the bishop. And he says the new rules reinstate the statute of limitations, meaning that only people under the age of 28 can bring a case. Clossy says he's not surprised.
There's been throughout this entire controversy a consistent pattern of what we call bare minimum behavior. Removing a priest when they absolutely have to, reporting it to criminal authorities when they absolutely have to, involving lay people in the decision-making when they absolutely have to.
The bishops found themselves peppered with pointed questions from the press as well. Would the bishops report allegations to civil authorities even when not required by law? The bishops said yes. Or what happens if a tribunal recommends that a priest who has reformed long ago be reinstated to the ministry? Cardinal George responded.
The courts are not a charade. And to prejudge the conclusions of every single case would make them that. The whole purpose, however, is not in using the courts to permit someone who has this in his background to resume active ministry. Not at all. We're all firmly committed to that. The purpose is to investigate in a way that only a court can.
Indeed, Bishop Thomas Doran of Rockford, Illinois, said he worries that the rules may go too far.
But this is a difficult moment for the church. And so we have to do something to get past it. Will it work? None of us here has the word prophet tattooed on his forehead. I don't know. We hope it will.
Now the church must tackle the complicated task of setting up a whole new system for trying these cases. One bishop said he believed the Vatican would move even more quickly than it did when it approved another type of tribunal a few years ago. That took 4 or 5 years. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.